Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Her reflection is entitled, Religion, Gift or Burden?
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before all. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna, twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say if one swears by the temple, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated. Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say if one swears by the altar, it means nothing. But if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated. You blind ones, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was clearly not happy with the behavior of the scribes and Pharisees, and no wonder. In the preceding chapter, they relentlessly challenge his ministry and his teachings. Why are we not surprised? Back and forth they go, in a kind of repartee that reflects their adversarial relationship with him. After his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus becomes more and more critical of these teachers of his beloved law, as he tells the story of the wedding feast that the invited guests ignore. In return, his opponents challenge him about paying taxes to Caesar, lawful or not. His answer is the epitome of discretion. Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Then we have the Sadducees, who raise the theoretical case of the woman with seven different husbands. Who would she be with in the afterlife? Again, Jesus, in his level-headedness, reminds them that their God is the God of the living, not the dead. Score. Well then, what about David's son? How can the Messiah call him Lord if David is his father? And then we are told, no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. Then it's Jesus' turn to challenge them, and he does so with a vengeance, pointing out their thirst for prestige and power, and their scorn for the poor and vulnerable. He calls them hypocrites and warns them about the consequences of their actions. He names them blind guides, blind fools, for their twisted priorities. Woe to them, he repeats three times in a kind of litany of warning. His confrontation with their arrogance is hard and strong. He has had it. He knows his time is coming soon, and he pulls out all the stops to say what he sees. and defend those who are burdened and oppressed by this kind of behavior. If we wonder if Jesus ever became angry, we have only to read these chapters in Matthew's Gospel to see a man who was truly human in his compassion for the human race. He felt in his gut the pain of the poor, the disenfranchised, the ignorant and ignored people of his time. They were his friends and his family. They were good, law-abiding folks who tried their best to love God and neighbor, and they were being crushed daily by the scathing domination of their religious leaders, who should have been examples to them of the best of their religion. Religion is a significant part of the lives of many of us, for good and also for bad. Our religious beliefs and rituals can be a source of guidance and consolation, especially in times of grief and loss, and also in times of celebration. Religion binds us together as a people and gives us a common focus, a way of relating as a community with the holy mystery we call God. Unfortunately, religion can be a source of pain for many, a burden and a place of confusion and oppression. We can use it as a weapon to push others away and make them enemies rather than brothers and sisters. It is this behavior that Jesus condemns so often in the Gospels. Let's look at ourselves as we contemplate this text today. What does religion mean to us? How do we use it to relate to the family of God? Is it a gift or a burden?